In this week's parsha, Parshas Ki Tzetze, the Torah commands us as follows: Parakof Hey, Pasuk Aleph in the Book of Dvarim, Ki Yeh Riv Bein Anashim V'Nigshu Al HaMishpat U'Shefatum. If there is a quarrel between men and they approach the judges, they approach the tribunal, and the judges judge them, V'Hitztiku Es HaTzadik V'Hirshiu Es HaRasha. They acquit the innocent one, they make the innocent one righteous, and they condemn the guilty one. They declare that the guilty party is guilty and the righteous party is righteous and innocent. Pasuk Beis, V'haya im bin hakos harasha, and it shall be if the guilty one has incurred the penalty of lashes, so if he is chayv malchus for his crime, v'hi pilo hashofet, and the shofet shall make him lean over, v'hi kahu lefanav kidei rish aso b'mispar. And what will happen? He will be flogged. He will get his lashes in front of him, commensurate with the crime in number. Pasuk Gimel, how many lashes shall he get? Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. He shall flog him with 40 lashes. He shall not increase the number of lashes. Pen yosif lahakoso al ela makaraba, lest he increase the number of lashes over these with a lot of lashes. V'nikla achicha la'enecha. And if that will happen, your brother will be degraded before your eyes. So if somebody commits a crime and he is found to be guilty, and the punishment is malchus lashes, so the Torah says you shall only get 40 lashes. You shall not increase the number of lashes. If you do, your brother will be lightened or degraded in your eyes. V'nikla achicha le'enecha, from the word kal, he will be lightened in your eyes. Amashi says, Pasuk Gimel, v'nikla achicha, how could he be called your brother? The previous Pasuk just told me he's a Rasha. Now you're telling me he's my brother? So Rashi says, kol hayam karo Rasha, the entire time that he is guilty of his crime, you should call him a Rasha. U'mishelaka, but once he has received this punishment of Malkus, karo achicha, he goes back to being your brother again. And this is how we must view our fellow Jew. While he's guilty, he's guilty. He's called a Rasha and he's deserving of a punishment. But once he is innocent of it and he has been punished by the court and Hashem has given him what he is deserving, then we look to him with love once again and we bring him back and he is our brother. So on the number of lashes that he is to receive, Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, the Rosh Hashiva Vishiva of South Shore, has such a beautiful Dvar Torah in his Sefer on Chumash Parsha Parables. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky tells the following story. Rav Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, the chief dayan of the Vilna Bistin, once met the famous rabbi, Rav Yechiel Mevi Halstak, known as the Rabbi of Ostrovatze. Though the Ostrovatze Rebbe was an eminent scholar and a renowned tzaddik, he was extremely humble. The great Gaon Rav Grudzinski asked him to share some Torah thoughts, but the Hasidish Rebbe quietly demurred, saying he wasn't worthy. So Rav Chaim Ozer urged him and said, "They say you are a great man. I am sure you can tell me something." "A great man," said the Rebbe. "I will tell you," said the Ostrovatze Rebbe, "what a great man is." And then the Rebbe quoted the Gemara in Maseches Makos, where the power of the sages is derived from this very pasuk. "How foolish are those people who stand for the Sefer Torah," declares the Gemara, "but they do not stand for the Rav. Aren't rabbis more powerful than the Torah itself? The Torah tells us there are 40 lashes to be given in the case of a serious transgression, like we saw in our psukim. Yachazal come along, the Rabbanim come along, and the sages interpret the verse to mean, no, you don't give 40, you only give 39. So that's why we can't learn Torah Shebichtav without Torah Shebaalpeh. We are not tzedukim, and we cannot interpret the written law without the oral law. So even though the Torah says, Arba'im yakenu lo yosif, you shall give him 40 lashes, you shall not increase. Chazal come along and they say the Torah doesn't mean 40. The Torah means 39. So the Ostrovatze Rebbe said, the Talmud declares and deduces that the rabbis have more power than the Torah. The Torah said 40, the Rabbanim said 39, and therefore they deserve at least as much, if not more respect than a Sefer Torah. The Rebbe then asked Rav Chaim Ozer a cogent question. There are a number of occasions where the sages reinterpret the Torah's text. They tell us to wear tefillin above our hairline, not between our eyes, as the Torah seems to command. And the other tefillin is placed on our arm, not on our hand, although the strict textual reading of Torah would have us put the tefillin shel yad on the hand itself, not on the arm. So when it comes to tefillin, the Rabbanim come along and they reinterpret how we fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, said the Rebbe to Rav Chaim Ozer Grozinski, there isn't even an instinct quite similar to the case of Malchus, the case of lashes. The Torah tells us to count 50 days of Omer before the holiday of Shavuos. Yet the sages reinterpret the number and they say, no, don't count 50, count 49. Why does the Gemara wait to this Torah piece where the Torah writes 40 lashes and Chazal say no, 39 lashes? And now the Gemara says, oh, see how great the rabbis are. Instead of 40 lashes, they reinterpret it to say 39. Therefore, you should stand up for a Rav. He's as great, if not greater, than a Sefer Torah itself. So, said the Rebbe to Rav Chaim Ozer Grozinski, why doesn't the Gemara comment? Look how great the sages are. You're supposed to count 40 days, 50 days to arise of Omer. But no, the sages talk and say, you know what, count one less day, count 49 days of Sefiras Omer. Said the Rebbe to Rav Chaim Ozer, why is that example not cited to show the power of the sages? Is the ability to make a holiday one day earlier not sufficiently powerful to tell us of the sages' great strength and great wisdom? The answer is very piercing and important and has so much ramification in our lives as Ovdei Hashem, who strive not only in the realm of Bein Adam L'Makom, interaction between us and God, if you will, but also in the realm of Bein Adam Chaveiro, how we treat and deal with and interact and care about our fellow human being, and not only that, our fellow Jew. So the Ostrovitzer Rebbe explained and answered his own question to the great Rav Chaim Ozer Grozinski. Quote, the power of the Talmudic sages, the power of our Rabbanim, was not just in refining a seemingly literal translation. It's not just that they said, oh, the Tefillin Shel Rosh doesn't actually go here, it goes here. The Tefillin Shel Yad doesn't actually go here, it goes here. Omer is not really 50 days, it's 49 days. That's not their greatness. Their greatness lay in the ability to read the Torah that says, give 40 lashes to the Rasha, to the sinner. And through a number of proofs and interpretations, the sages say, you know what the Torah really means? One last slash. Don't cause him 40 strokes of pain, cause him 39. What is more, continued the Rebbe, Rav Chaim Ozer, the greatness of the sages stems not just from the power of deductive reasoning, which appears throughout the Talmud. Their greatness stems from the power to make a punishment one lash lighter for a Jewish sinner. And then Rav Yechiel Meir Halstuck, the Rebbe of Ostrovets, turned to Rav Chaim Ozer and he said, the greatness of a Torah leader is not to find more burdens for his followers. It's not to make Judaism more difficult. It's not to increase pain. It's not to be more machmir. It's to look for a way to lighten our existing burdens. That is a very great man. And now Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky gives a parable, a story to illustrate this point. He quotes a story from Rav Mendel Kaplan Zatzal, from the Yeshiva of Philadelphia. Despite Rav Mendel Kaplan's great stature as a Talmudic scholar and sage, he still drove an old car. And sometimes Rav Kaplan took trips that spanned many miles. Once he traveled through the night. He stopped in a small town for Tfilah Shachris. Extremely exhausted from his journey, it took Rav Mendel great effort to concentrate on his davening. Immediately after davening, Rav Mendel Kaplan was approached by a member of the congregation. He had never seen this person here before, and he sees that he came for davening. So the man goes over to him and he says, Shalom Aleichem. And Rav Mendel Kaplan says, Aleichem Shalom. And then the man says, excuse me, I noticed you were sitting during davening. These are parts for which one traditionally stands. I'm wondering why were you sitting down? Are you supposed to stand during davening? Rav Mendel Kaplan looked at the man and he said to him, are you really worried about me? If so, why don't you ask me instead if I have a place to rest or if I have somewhere to eat my breakfast? As we prepare for the Yemei Hadin, the end of the year is upon us, the beginning of the new year is coming very soon, and we all want to engage in teshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah to be ma'avir nesro ha'gzeira, let us keep the power of Torah and the power of Torah Sheba'al Peh in mind. We're all trying to improve interaction between Adam and Chaveiro. What is a way? We're not Dayanim, maybe, and we're not Rabbanim, some of us not giving Piske Halacha. But hashkafically, how can we all lighten the burden upon our fellow Jew? How can we make someone's day a little bit easier, a little bit brighter? Can we somehow carry the load with them? Can we be a little bit more sensitive to our friends, a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more caring? Why are you sitting for davening? That's between him and God. But have you had a breakfast? That's between me and my fellow man. The greatness of the sages is not to say, oh, can't want this day of Sfira. The greatness of the sages is, oh, even though the Torah says, Arba'im ya'kenu lo Yosef, you should give him 40 lashes to the Rasha, don't add. Because I'll come along and they say, don't give him 40, give him 39. And for this, the sages are so great that the Gemara says, for them you should stand up. Because godless is knowing how to take the burden and the pain away to whatever degree I can from my fellow Jew, to be no say but all im chavero, to think not only about myself, but about him and his life as well. Now, this way, Be'ezras Hashem, perhaps Mida Keneged Mida, the Ribono Shel Olam, will lighten the burden and the load upon all of us. I thank you for learning with me, and I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov to all.